Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2015. And this is episode 118 of The Big Show. Wow, 118 of these. That's crazy. Thank you so much for tuning in week after week. I really, really do appreciate it. It means an awful lot to me, and I'm thrilled to have you here. Now, there is just a ton of stuff to talk about this week, but I want to kick off by highlighting a post by Benedict Evans. Now, Benedict is a guy I read regularly who is an analyst focused on capital markets and technology, you know, venture capital type moves. And he had a whole thing about messaging and mobile platforms. And, you know, he said in the old world, he put this in a tweet and then he encapsulated that tweet in a blog post where he said that, you know, in the old world, all software expands until it includes messaging. But in the new world, all messaging expands until it includes software. And what he means by that is, and he writes just a brilliant post, well worth reading, about how every app on your phone can access your address book. And your address book is, in many ways, and when I say your, it could be yours, it could be your customers. But what the address book becomes is your customer's social network. These are the people that they interact with enough for these folks to have an entry in their phone book. And what's interesting is their phone number provides a unique identifier. This is a unique social handle that everybody has. And, as he points out, that the apps and the customers can access photos and the camera and location really easily, which makes sharing really easy. So you have this whole ecosystem of this device that ostensibly is about messaging, but really becomes the ultimate social tool, where it's just so intimately connected with the details of your customers' lives and so intimately connected with the details of your life that it's not just a messaging app, but it becomes the way you want to interact with everything. And that's what we're seeing our customers do again and again and again. I spoke about this with reference to Michael Saylor's book, The Mobile Wave, back in episode 102, Why Mobile Commerce Will Win. And what Michael Saylor said is that we're moving out of an era of messaging and into an era of transactions, into an era of commerce, because of what mobile enables, because of the fact that it connects to every component of your customers' lives. Now, for evidence of exactly how much that's occurring, there's a post I wrote maybe a week ago, a little less than a week ago, that talks about the fact that digital influenced $1.2 trillion of in-store purchases last year. Roughly half of all purchases were influenced by digital, and quite a lot of that were based around mobile. Now, where that's really important is that your ability to connect with your customers using mobile is critically important. And there's a great, great infographic over on Get Elastic that looks at customer acquisition versus customer retention and how you can do that most effectively. Now, of course, as you know, Retention leads to more sales, it leads to more revenue, and it leads to more profit. And when they asked marketers at various companies in this study what they were using to retain customers and to acquire customers, there were a handful of things that were really, really important. Number one, to these people studied. Number one was their website, most used for both. The combined set of both. I'm not breaking out the individuals because then it's going to turn into a lot of numbers and that's probably hard to hold in your head while you're listening to this. Obviously, I will link to it in the show notes at timpeter.com/podcast. But for now, I'm just going to focus on the combined, how many people are using these. And website was number one. Number two was social, with 41% of marketers using social for both retention and acquisition. And the mobile web was at third at 30%, with apps not far behind at 27%. It was a few slots down from that because there were a bunch at like 29 and a bunch at 28. But you've got the website, you've got the mobile web, and you've got social. And the way that you can connect with your customers across these various channels because of the fact that they're carrying their device with them everywhere they go. And it's how they connect with everyone they know. We're seeing more and more evidence of companies making this available to marketers, and more evidence of companies using this to market their products and services. So for instance, Mobile Marketer reports that Twitter is going to include location data from Foursquare to improve its mobile ads, to improve its mobile targeting. And that's really important and really going to have a big shift in the way that marketers use this and the way that people like you should use this, where eMarketer is reporting by the end of 2017, Facebook and Twitter will take a third of all U.S. digital display marketing. That's amazing how large they're getting and how quickly. They've really come out of nowhere because they can target, because again, with the device in the pocket that's got the address book and's got the location and has the photos and has all of that information about what matters and what apps a customer interacts with, it provides opportunity for tremendous targeting. Another example is the fact that Facebook just bought the Find. Now, the Find is a tool that retailers use to upload feeds of their products and things along those lines. So the Find had an index of 500 million products across 500,000 stores, and a simple process for people to include that information, which means that Facebook now will have access to all this information to more effectively target and say, here are the products and services that people have been searching for. Here are the products and services that people have purchased. Here are the products and services that people have viewed. And let's go ahead and provide you the ability to advertise to people based on what their purchase behaviors have been. And that's huge. And it's all enabled by mobile and their use of mobile. And of course, when we talk about mobile and social being connected, there's just so much evidence of this. There's a report on Mobile Commerce Daily from Coldwell Banker where they talk about how mobile is a sharing medium for buyers, sellers, and agents. They're using mobile to share information about properties, about real estate. We're seeing things like a Lodging Magazine report that talks about how the use of social media by hotel companies is boosting their occupancy by up to 2x, up to 200%. Because again, they're connected to customers where they care. I talked about this a couple weeks ago in episode 115 of the show, where I said the money is in the list. Your ability to target customers most effectively is going to matter in terms of how you drive your business. And that's how you're going to succeed as we go forward, by actually creating value for customers, by answering important questions that you can know what they're going to ask based on what they searched, based on what their address book says, based on what their location was, based on what they took photos of, etc. So long as you do that, so long as you focus on that. And I talked about how you focus on that in episode 113 a couple weeks ago, putting digital to work, with this whole idea that there are really four keys. First, you have to focus on the customer. Second, you have to make sure you have the data. Third, you need to test and learn what works. And fourth, you need to establish accountability within your organization for the very activities that you're doing. And if you do a really good job of that, then it's not just something where your customer will maybe stumble across you or maybe find you occasionally, but it becomes a situation where you become a true service and a true value to your customers, where when they reach into their pockets to find their phone, it's not their phone that they'll be looking for. It's you. And that's really what it's going to look like when you really make friends with your customer. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I always do appreciate it. And I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and clicking on the subscribe link for in any of the episodes that you find there. You will also find the show notes for this week's episode and prior episodes at timpeter.com/podcast. I want to remind you, you can subscribe through iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher may be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. And lastly, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. I do look forward to hearing from you. With that, I hope you have a spectacular rest of the week. I hope you have a great weekend. And I'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. In the meantime, take care, everybody.